Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 9th of April, Temples for the Holy Spirit. In the new heavens and earth, our spiritual body, which has been made perfect as the temple of the Holy Spirit, will be a vessel for the full expression of the Holy Spirit. We will do this as a Son of God and a Son of Man. At this point, we are no longer just a people who have received a first fruits of the Spirit as sons of God and members of the body of Christ. Having received the Spirit in full measure, we proceed from Christ to be His bride, the heavenly Jerusalem. Each person is a temple of the Holy Spirit, proceeding from the throne of the Father and the Lamb, as the expression of the river of life that flows out from the offering life of Yahweh Elohim. For those who belong to the bride city, the New Jerusalem, this order of the throne is the order of life for the rest of eternity in the new heavens and earth. Significantly, the temple of Christ's body will have completed its work. Its dispensation will end, leaving the Father and the Son together, ruling from one throne from which the life of God will proceed to us and from us as a river of life. The ever-increasing multitude being brought forth in the kingdom of God will be sustained by this river. We receive the Zoe life of God through new birth, granting to us our name as a Son of God, as we partake of Christ's flesh and blood, and as we become the expression of the Holy Spirit as His temple. This reveals that the Father is the source of the book of Zoe life in which our name as a Son of God is written. The Son is the tree of Zoe life, of whom we are partakers and by whom we become trees of life. The Holy Spirit is the river of Zoe life, of which we are tributaries, feeding this great torrent, for out of our bellies flow rivers of living water, which refers to the Spirit. The references used in today's devotions are Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 to 5. And John chapter 7 verses 38 and 39. For further study, Revelation chapter 22.